Tuned into the R-rated podcast. What is so funny?
I wasn't ready.
We keep it real, raw, and righteous. As always, it's your boy CJ. I'm here with my family, my friends.
What's up, Gio here?
Yes,
you good?
Yeah, that's my favorite. It's me.
What's up with the year?
Yo, she keeps it so Brooklyn.
Do you do that with your students?
Not really, but so I probably would.
Yo, do it tomorrow. I dare you.
But they gonna take a test. Oh, I can't do it.
No. Don't get them turned before.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Marsha. I'm your wife, right?
They know that already.
Do they really? All right.
Your Instagram handle is what?
Mrs. Reese.
Hey.
That's right.
Like all right, that. So what are we talking about today?
Shane Hodder having no Aisha Curry situation going on over here.
Oh my gosh.
Check out that episode. I was actually scrolling on my, IG, whatever, and I saw Megan Good pop up, and it says something like,
we got another one.
Something about church. She doesn't always feel like she goes to church anymore because of church folks in there being super judgmental. And she was on a DL Hughley radio show, I guess promoting her new
the movie Intruder.
The new movie Intruder.
Yeah. I want to see it.
One of my students said she saw it and she liked it a lot.
Yeah, awesome. I saw it already too about 10 times. They come out with that movie.
Wow.
Anyway,
make it good. I'm gonna go see it.
So while she was there, talking about the whole movie and all that stuff, I think DL Hughley asked her, "Do you go to church with her husband all the time?" And then she says, "Quote, I do, not all the time though, because if I'm being completely honest, my experience with some church folks have not been that positive. It's unfortunate because we're supposed to be the biggest lovers. For anyone that doesn't know, Megan Good is also Christian, and she's married to
Devon Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Who's also like a pastor, and and she continues and says, and it's like, even if you disagree with someone or you don't think what they're doing is right, you're supposed to mind your own business and pray for that person. Other times you're supposed to correct in love if that's what God told you to do, and there was no correction in love. It was like a complete assault." So that got me thinking about church hurt and church people being judgmental, and the fact that she doesn't go to church often, was a really big question. I guess, should she take it to heart? Should she continue going to church regardless and worship her God and Jesus? Or, I don't know how to put it in question, but like, is she right for feeling the way she feels in church? Because as she has been getting some backlash, and especially because she's an actress, and I think that's probably why. But yeah, so we're gonna put this on the table right now. What do you guys think?
I mean, I know she talks about the fact that, my spirit is too sensitive, so I need to go and love people from a distance. So that's something I know that she does bring up. I think the whole church hurt is real. I mean, I won't say that that's not a reality. I think a lot of people go through it. I think I hate when people use the word supposed to. Like
talk about it.
For me, when you use the word supposed to, it's like now we're creating a new different set of rules all over again. And we already got rules, like, or the standards that we uphold or do whatever. When it comes to like her saying she's sensitive, when it comes to her saying, I don't really go to church anymore, we're supposed to be the lovers. I always see the human side of Christians though. I feel like we just dismiss it. Like, we are trying to be like Jesus.
But I don't think people who are new in the faith really understand that, or people who don't go to church really see that. They think that we're really supposed to be like Jesus and super humble, and like, I'll wash your feet and I'll give you everything in my closet right now. Like, I think people, that's the perception that people have seen, and they get discouraged when they don't see that. It's like, aren't you supposed to be loving? Like, how are you? So it's very hard for them to see us as people for real. Like, we are you know, we are just as corrupt and just messed up and on the inside as the next person. I don't think other people have grace for that to see us as human. So it's kind of like a double standard in a sense. I don't know. Yeah. But
and let me add another layer to it. I think oftentimes what happens is people may even use Christians, the fact that Christians are supposed to be loving, as an excuse for them feeling a certain way, mm-hmm. for a Christian disagreeing with them or with their actions. Case in point, she may feel as if nothing's wrong with her dressing or something like that. So if somebody said, I've seen interviews or whatever where somebody came at her crazy, mm-hmm. but I'm pretty sure there's somebody who else who probably just said, hey, like what you're wearing is inappropriate or something like that. And because essentially they disagree with her, she may take it as an assault. Or
yeah, that's the word she used.
She used the word assault. And she also mentioned that she has a sensitive spirit. Mm-hmm. Listen, I've dealt with people in the past where I've addressed them as lovingly as possible in the church.
Right.
I've addressed them as lovingly as at least as I thought possible. I had no ill intent, but mm-hmm. they were wrong. And I gotta tell you that you're wrong.
Right.
And the minute that I tell you that you're wrong, here's the first thing the person said to me, or these people said to me, because there's more than one person. Oh my goodness, Jesus said we're supposed to act in love, mm-hmm. and I heard no love out of your voice. What does love sound like to you? What do I gotta do? I gotta give you roses as I tell you what you're doing is wrong? Some people just don't wanna hear that they're doing wrong or they're living wrong. And again, the minute you tell them that, they got quote unquote, I love the phrasing that she used. For y'all who don't know me, like emotional stuff just get on my nerve. So yeah. I love the phrasing that she used when she says she has a sensitive spirit. Could you, just in the audience, could y'all raise your hand if you have a sensitive spirit? Whatever a sensitive spirit is. Right? You got a sensitive
virtual
spirit.
Raising of the hands.
No.
I see five.
I can't.
But yeah, that's what I felt. I felt a lot of people got sensitive spirit, aka takeaway spirit. They just sensitive. And the minute somebody says something you don't like, I'm not going to church no more.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on the fence with this one, but at the same time, I've been to some degree where Megan has been. Where one time I went to my mom was speaking at a church, and I went to go. Mom said, "Hey, come meet me here, or whatever." So I came in. I was in regular clothes, and I'm like, "Oh, praise and worship was dope." As I'm feeling the music and coming in, somebody's like, almost like she looked at me like I didn't belong there. Can I help you? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm okay. You know, this is a house of worship, or can you take off your jacket? I'm like, am I doing something wrong? I had a hat on. I took it off at one point. I already knew how to conduct myself at the church, but she was judging me up and down. Just off what I had on, like, is I have to have a certain attire to praise God or mm-hmm. to come into the house of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So I take that in context to her, given who she is, and people expect because she's a Christian, like there's a certain attire that she has to, or there's a certain makeup or some to some degree that she has to have coming in. And I think that could be discussed. I think that argument could be
addressed.
Yeah. But I think the approach of the in love thing is what I have issue with, because there are people, and it's mostly some of the older generations,
mm-hmm.
who are like, oh, you can't be in such ministry because of you have dreads on, or you wear baggy jeans, or you do this. And as the times are going on, and you got on skinny jeans, and we don't want that on the altar, or we don't want mm-hmm. you doing this and doing that. I think that can be problematic in how it's approached.
Agreed.
And how it's addressed to certain people. So that I take a big issue on that. Just growing up, I've always had that issue. There's times I didn't feel like dressing up. My mom was always happy that, oh, as long as my sons are in the house of the Lord, they're gonna be blessed. Mm-hmm. Whatever issue they're going on, God will take care of them. But don't tell me I can't come in. And I'm coming in, I have a sickness or I have an issue, and I'm coming into the church, which is like a hospital. Yeah. You tell me I can't get my medication, or I can't get what's going on because of my appearance or what's going on with me. So
I think the church sometimes they do a really bad job with that, you know, what you were saying and what she was experiencing probably. Like, they don't let people be, you know, you're right. just already critical and judgy and all that, and you coming at me like, how you gonna come inside and the first thing you gonna tell me is, are you okay? Oh, can you take off your jacket? Let me, that would make me just like leave, because mm-hmm. you didn't even get to know me, you didn't ask me any questions, like you didn't ask me if I need water, you know, you just yeah. all you looking at me is like, oh, you don't look like you belong, can you put your stuff inside, can you take off your hat, can you do whatever, like you're trying to like change me on the outside without yeah. letting me get, you know, change on the inside. Like, that's just so,
they're trying to change you, not so the word annoying. The word not gonna change you, so, like, they're gonna change
right you. It's like you trying to have a facade, like what's wrong with what I'm wearing, or let me experience God for myself, or whatever he has for me, don't come trying to change me just because you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I think they feel uncomfortable, and I think in her case too, they feel threatened by her too. Mm-hmm. Let's be real.
That's very real thing.
That's probably something else, because you know, women. So I ain't gonna front. Like sometimes we can be real catty, whatever. Mm-hmm. Church women, the older women, mm-hmm. they're probably seeing her like, oh, you know, you probably should like cover up and all this other stuff, or like judging her the fact that she's an actress or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She did say that somewhere here, so that she's a married woman. Scenes. How are you doing these scenes and stuff like that? Like mm-hmm. you're doing this in Hollywood, whatever. So like this, all this stuff that she's like, all this backlash. I can understand why she, you know, feels like I don't go to church often anymore, mm-hmm. because it's just hard.
Right. Yeah, I feel like especially as Christians, we got to be careful, right? As one, as the person giving the critique,
mm-hmm.
or the lesson, or the correction. And the person receiving it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, because Marshall brought up a very good point as far as a person coming into the church and somebody just jumping on automatically, hey, listen, cover up kind of thing. Listen, I feel like a person that's not a Christian, the only message we got for a person that's not a Christian is Jesus died for your sins.
Right.
Accept them. That it's the salvation. That's the only message we should have for a non-Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for Christians, we address you differently. And if you are coming in looking a little crazy, come here. Let me talk to you. it's like we got to talk because you're a Christian.
Right.
Now everybody else, we abide by a different set of rules. You a Christian, you got to get this work. Now,
no, but I think there's some people who don't get that. They're thinking, this is the house of the Lord. I'm Sister So and So. I'm the head usher, and I'm like, and it's like, I want the person that's gonna smell like weed to come to the altar call.
Yeah, agree.
I want them to come in. I don't want you to say like, oh, you can't come in, or you smell like. No, I want you to come in and get this word,
mm-hmm.
and come to the altar, and we all let God do all the work. Where for next Sunday when you come,
agree,
you're not gonna smell like that anymore.
Agree. Now let me go to the second point that I mentioned as far as the person giving the correction has to be careful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you do have to give it in love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like as long as you're making sure you're giving it in love, and you're not mad when you do it, or right. you're not being shady, or you're not being bitter, or whatever, you are really giving it in love, I think you're fine, right?
Right.
Now on the other end, the person receiving it, I think we got to be very honest, and we got to be very careful, because again, I like I said, I've addressed people, and I was as loving as could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't what you wanted to hear. Be honest with yourself. Christians.
You can be abrasive, though. You can be abrasive.
No, I can't. No, I know I can. I'll be the first person to admit
it. I'm offended by your tone right now.
but listen, like for the person receiving the correction, like be willing to admit, one, if you're wrong. I feel like that should trump anything. Like, if you are you wrong or not? Don't worry about proving the other person didn't say it in love. So I'm acquitted. No. You're still wrong, brother. Don't get hyped just because the person said it mean.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other end, like, be honest. If a person is saying something, if a person is saying it in love, do I have a problem with this? Just because I don't want to hear it. And I think a lot of people, especially millennials, us young heads, there's just some stuff we don't want to hear. Mm-hmm. Don't even tell me in love. Don't tell me at all.
Right.
I don't want to hear it. Let me rock. Let me do whatever
are
I want to do.
Jesus?
Yeah. Like, are listen, we on a podcast, right? And what's our motto? We real, we raw, we righteous. Some people claim they can handle being real and they can't. Some people, it be the same millennials that talk about I'm real, that when something get brought to them real, they can't handle it.
No.
When something get brought to them real, they can't handle it. You're not about that life.
I think you made a really great point. I think, which is very rare that I say that sometimes.
Oh, hey, I appreciate it. Can we get a hand clap?
It's going to be a new thing now. You know, CJ, we're ready to kick him out. But I think you're right about you know, who's saying it and how they're receiving it. I think it also matters who says it too.
Agreed.
I feel like and not any old person could just correct you. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Even if it is in love and you're being nice and sweet, mm-hmm. I might just be like, okay, whatever, and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. But if it's like you. My mentor, if it's like a mentor or someone,
Jenkins.
I can't. Why she gotta be a Jenkins? Why she gotta be a Jenkins?
Sister Mary Jenkins.
I can't. Uh-huh. But I feel like if it's someone I know that I'm rocking with or an elder, like and you come at me and you say that, I'm a change, you know, because they right. But if you like some regular, like whatever, and you gonna come at me, let me tell you like an example. About 3 years ago, I cut my hair into a tapered cut. So for some context, before I did this, I've been natural for like, shoot, what is it, 8 years now, almost nine. I'm 5 years in at this point. I'm about to turn 30, so I'm like, bet. My hair was kind of like getting on my nerve anyway, so I was like, I'm cutting it, I don't care. It's gonna be shocking for everybody. Y'all gonna deal with it, whatever. So everyone like idolized my hair. So I would say, yeah, you know, just kind of a big word to use, but like people love my hair. And there's somebody in the choir who I didn't know her like that, but I, you know, we greet each other and she's very kind and sweet, or whatever. But when I cut my hair, she tells me.
Uh-oh.
She tells me that my hair looks really nice, but she liked the way it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. This is right before we start singing.
Wow.
And I'm in the choir at this time. And, you know, it's like, what time we start singing? Like maybe like 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like maybe like 8:57.
Mm-hmm.
And we're backstage and she says that. And my spirit was grieved.
Mm-hmm.
Like grieved, not in like sadness, but in anger. Like, I don't want to worship right now. I want to go off. Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't ask you
what
you liked about my hair before. That was like her like backhand shade being mm-hmm. like, I can't, your hair, I don't like it anymore right now. Like, I cared. Mm-hmm. And she was older. So it's like, we not cool like that. Don't, you don't like it, keep your mouth shut. Like, I don't need to hear your opinion about my hair that you don't comb or wash right. or style.
But with that, do you think that was more of a correction or more her just saying her ill-advised, unsolicited opinion?
Unsolicited opinion.
Yeah.
I think. Like, it was kind of like, it wasn't like advice,
uh-huh.
actually, but it was more like criticism and judgment in a way. And it's kind of like coming from a person I don't really talk to like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
you feel okay. Is it judgment? Because I think this is a good question. It's like, did she just share her opinion, but she didn't say you broke a rule?
No.
For cutting your hair.
But I think almost the same way, like, I think I'm guessing in Megan Good's position, people just coming at her out of nowhere, randomly telling her stuff too, probably. I don't know. The same way when she was on stage and a lady came up and said whatever. I'm like, in front of everybody though, like, why you got to go and say that? Like, nobody mm-hmm. asked you, or it was just weird. And the timing and this is like, I didn't ask for that. Like, you didn't come to me privately. We're not having a conversation during brunch. And then you know, we're talking to the side and we're having a conversation. She probably feels attacked. Why would you use the word assault if it's, that doesn't sound positive. It means
people, we do exaggerate sometimes.
Yeah.
Just to make sure we get the attention that we want.
For make sure the refs call a foul. So I'm going to sell this.
Right. So I can't.
So James Harden going to shoot, kick his legs up, fall on the floor and roll.
Yeah.
And then be like, no call.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so like there's
that was
a little bit of
assault on my character. Like,
But
I think some people may put their own, prejudgments or their insecurities or whatever on others.
Absolutely.
All the time.
So, I'm sorry, Christian people, whether we older or younger, we got to take this L. Like, we can't do that. I got to take this L. We can't put our issues or insecurities on other people and say that they're dealing with certain things and like put it on them. It's like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. What works for you, or whatever you're dealing with, how you deal with it, cool. That doesn't mean it's gonna work for somebody else, and that doesn't mean you have to superimpose your rules on the other person.
Well, I think it's identifying, and again, it takes everybody being honest with themselves. I think it's identifying whether or not it's your rules or something actually biblical.
So
if it's your rules, right. be careful that you're not imposing your rules
right.
on somebody else.
That's true.
But if it is biblical,
right,
for the person even that's receiving it, make sure you understand, like, this is what the Bible says. This is not my opinion, sister. Right. I want to make sure you in line with what the Bible is saying. And if you can't take what the Bible is saying, I don't know what to do with you.
Right. But how do you correct those people who are the people that are trying to do the correction? If they're incorrect,
yeah.
What do you do now? Because making good now because of those people,
yeah,
that are not being corrected, and it just goes uncorrected.
Yeah,
it's that foul that's never called. It's kind of like, yeah. So how do we? There's an issue here, and I'm not trying to take it deeper, but there's an issue here. Mm-hmm. We have people that are not going to church,
yeah,
and they have church hurt, mm-hmm. and. Not even the hurt is addressed, but the people that are the afflictors, the ones doing the hurting, yeah. aren't being checked.
That's real. I know people that went through that.
So it's like now you have this poor soul, mm-hmm. this person who's the actress who can be a great influencer or a person in the church, and she's not in the church. She's not part of attached to a particular body of the church. So it's tough. And those people, sister so and so, or deacon so and so. Aren't being checked. Nobody's checking. I'm like, yo, brother, you need to. We had a few youth came to us, tell us that the way you approached them was wrong, and nobody's like, I don't know if that's happening.
Yeah, that's we have. You don't know if that's happening.
I don't. Yeah. So let me say this. Let me correct. I don't know if that's happening. Mm-hmm. But you can say that it hurts. That's why some of the attendance of the church is low, and that's why sometimes some of the youth aren't as engaged as they should be mm-hmm. in today's churches.
Well, I think it's all about you really gotta be very careful, and you really gotta be very honest with yourself.
Right.
Because while I do agree some people aren't going to church for those reasons,
right.
I also agree a lot of people aren't going to church just because they don't want to go to church.
That's true.
And it's other reasons.
Right.
And when you find an excuse.
Right.
I think sometimes like,
I think I'll be another one.
Yeah. Some people, again, we're human. A lot of us sometimes we just want to have our way. And when we don't get our way, we just don't, rock. But to address your point, I feel like if there are people who really are going out their way to be mean spirited mm-hmm. or to say something not in love, mm-hmm. legitimately not in love.
Right.
Those people need to be corrected by other saints who can look at it and be like, bro, that was off, my man.
So let's lay it out. So, you know, you're part of a leadership group. You're part of your leadership in the ministry.
Yep.
Now, so Marsha goes and somebody says something to Marsha. What should Marsha do? And how should the issue be handled by leadership? I just want to see. I just want to see how it's breaking down, because we've got people listening.
Yeah,
and I don't want it to be open ended.
Agreed. So I feel like if Marsh is the person that's offended, the Bible always talks about if your brother or sister offends you, go to that person.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if it can't be settled by that person, bring in somebody else.
True.
I feel like that's it.
Right.
That's the playbook. The answer is not leave church.
Right.
And I feel like that's too often the default answer.
This church ain't
people in church are mean. They not as loving as they should be, so I'm not going to church. That ain't the answer.
It's crazy when you say that, because I feel like the way the context of church is perceived is it's optional.
Yeah.
But if I had an issue with someone at work, but I need that check,
yep.
I'm going to work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a good point.
I think if we get to the right perspective of understanding that a Christian needs church mm-hmm. the same way you need that check, mm-hmm. then you wouldn't check out of church so quickly.
Mm. Yeah. People actually check out of their jobs too if it's toxic, and they do find other jobs.
Well, what but you got
the same, and then find a different church.
Some people aren't leaving church completely. They're probably going into a different church. Like, you know what? This place is sick. I'm going somewhere else where I can find a more loving community. Because right here, y'all foul.
But let me go on the flip side. On the side, how do we know that's going on? Like, and I like the fact that he checked me on it. Like, well, do we know that's really going on? If I'm a pastor, I'm pastor so-and-so, and I see that Gio used to come, but he don't come anymore. And I never know why. It's never been addressed. It was never even brought to me mm-hmm. that Deacon so-and-so says something to him crazy mm-hmm. and it was never addressed. I think that's why I said what I said.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
It needs to be just like you. Okay, cool. If I'm having issue at my job, I'm gonna go to HR. Or if my supervisor says something, at least I'm gonna go. I'm gonna send an email out, and I'm gonna have something on record that says, he said this to me crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or he yelled at me, and he like something to the document where you went up, and if it still wasn't addressed, then you say, all right, I gotta start looking for another job.
Right.
Agreed.
We should take the church aspect the same way. I love how Gio put it.
Yeah.
Take it the same way. If you have an issue, with somebody at church and bring it to somebody higher. Maybe if it's a, if it's a, the head usher, go to the higher usher person,
yeah,
or go to a deacon, go to, and say that this is what's going on. And if it hasn't been addressed, maybe want to bring it again. But
agreed,
then from there you can.
But also don't go to the person just for gossip or complaint.
No. Yeah.
You're
right.
Seeking a solution.
A real solution.
Right. Yeah.
And that's why I say it's important that we got to be honest with ourselves. Let me say one more thing in regards to something Marsha said that I feel like is one of the things that is frustrating to me sometimes. Marsha mentioned it depends on who's giving the correction. And sometimes I feel like that's very problematic to me because I feel like what happens is we only take correction from people who we want to take correction from, mm-hmm, no matter if what they're saying is right. So essentially what we end up doing a lot of times is canceling the message because we don't rock with the messenger, regardless of not whether the message is correct. And I feel like that happens way too often. I talk to people a lot of times and they try to cancel out, well, you can't talk to me about this because you never been raped. Or you can't talk to me about this because you're not white. Or you can't talk to me about this because you're not a woman. Or you can't talk to me. It's like, hold up. At some point, if we keep doing that, what we're doing essentially is saying, you can't say nothing to me if you're not me.
Right.
at some point, because at some point, I didn't grow up in New Zealand with a brother and a sister named Jack and John and woke up at 10 o'clock. Like, at what point do we stop canceling out stuff at what point do we stop disqualifying people? Like, you can't say nothing because you didn't do this and you didn't grow up here and you didn't do this and you're not white, you're not black, you're not a woman, you're not a man, you don't have 10 feet size shoe and you're not 5'9" and you're not this. So at some point you're only left with you that could tell you something about you. And that's terrible. So I feel like we gotta be careful with focusing on the messenger. Now, do we go listen to anything from any old body? Not necessarily. But please, people, again, be really honest with yourself. Is the message right? I think if we focus more on is the message right, not was the message said in love. Let God deal with the people who need to say it in love. Let the people who've been put in place and authority deal with the people who need to say it in love. Don't miss what you gotta get because somebody said it mean. Again, what if you're dealing like S said, a person like me? Like, I try my very, very best sometimes. Sometimes I don't care. But sometimes I try my very best to say something in love. Oh, CJ said it like mad hard, mad abrasive. But I'm saying something that could save your life.
No, but I think what you think, if I challenge that notion, can't you say that as the person who knows that and it probably won't be received, that you could use wisdom to say, I'm gonna tell my wife to go tell her.
Like, absolutely.
She'll receive that better.
That's what I meant.
If my wife would take it. Or
absolutely. But if you're crossing the street and a bus is coming and my wife ain't here, I'm trying to make sure you not get hit by the bus.
But
don't be like, that's CJ just talking. I'm gonna walk out in the street.
Right.
Now you get hit by the bus and you look stupid because you ain't wanna hear from CJ because I'm gonna say it again.
But you also gotta be prepared as the person who knows. If you know that's gonna happen, you pray about it and maybe get somebody else to kind of like to co-sign it. But I've dealt with that. There was a time where there was an issue that happened and Gio knew I gotta be the one to kind of tell him. Like, yeah. I gotta be the one to address it. He addressed it to me.
Agreed.
And I appreciate the fact that he came to me about it and I
agree.
And it was well received. And I'm like, oh, I can't. I super get it now.
I agree.
I super get it.
I
so
agree.
Sometimes it is the messenger, but I also agree. You never, because we don't want to limit God and how he uses people to deliver a message.
Right.
Yeah. Agreed.
So definitely super agree with you on that one.
I'm so appreciative that so many in the podcast.
People are agreeing with CJ.
A lot of people been agreeing with me, man. Like,
ladies and gentlemen, this is probably the first time we all are in agreement with CJ. Round of applause for that. Round of applause.
Round of applause. Fake clap. Round of applause.
Yeah, another clap, please.
Is agreeance a word?
Agreeance is not a word.
In agreeance.
Is agreeance a word?
In agreement?
In agreement is the word.
All right, you Apple people, ask Siri. I'll go on Google.
In agreeance?
Hey. Agreeance.
Samsung don't know.
In agreeance.
No, wait.
New words get added to the dictionary. New words get added to the dictionary all the time.
You put the two words together. It's agreeance.
That's not a word.
Right,
agreeance
now.
Agreeance may be a word, agreeance? But agreement may be the correct word for the sentence you
in
use.
In agreement?
Yeah. We're all in agreement with CJ.
We're all in agreement?
Hold on now.
Yeah. Agreeance is a word, I believe.
Maybe I used it wrong.
I think it says
while agreeance is a word, it hasn't often been used since the 19th century.
Yeah.
Hey.
Look at Esteban. Throwback Thursday.
You freaking fossil.
I know. Bringing the words back from medieval times.
Agreeance?
They don't even got that in the Miriam. They got to go to the Oxford.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do not limit the messenger. Remember, don't listen. Don't limit with the messenger. Okay, I delivered the message. You know, agreeance is a word now. Okay? There you go.
I don't know what you didn't want to read in China.
You didn't want to take that. You didn't want to take that, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Nah, that was good also, right? Like, Megan, good. Judgment and churches. Church hurt. We talked about all that.
And being honest with yourself.
And here's the reason why I love that we record on this podcast is because people need to hear this conversation, because I think there's a lot of people who need to have hope that this is something that is being addressed in some churches, mm-hmm. and it's being talked about and it's being recognized. I think that's the biggest problem. It's like, if we don't feel like the problem is being acknowledged, then I don't see hope for a solution.
Yeah.
We having this conversation, and hopefully if you're a person who's in a position of leadership, it's a good thing to keep checking to make sure that you are taking care of your flock and that you are mindful of it. But I also understand, if you are part of the flock, they are human beings trying to be like Christ, and we'll always fall short of that standard.
Amen to that.
Yep.
Amen.
That's true.
All right, y'all. We've done it again.
Yeah, guys.
And share it, comment. Please let us know your feedback. If there's any topics that you would like to hear specifically, please let us know in the comments. Hit us up in a DM or something like that. We love to talk about stuff that other people want to talk about, especially the ones that you don't hear from the pulpit.
Absolutely. And if you got any of those questions or things that Gio was talking about,
no.
Send it to
Do not follow him, y'all.
I cannot.
Unfollow. Do not.
We love y'all. Stay real. Stay raw. Stay righteous.
Peace.